Unit 7. Exercise 4.
Robert Falcon Scott was a British explorer who led two expeditions to the South Pole and died on the disastrous second trip along with his crew. His expedition reached the South Pole after Roald Amundsen, who led the first. Scott led his first British Antarctic expedition on the ship HMS Discovery from 1901 to 1904. On this mission, they sailed along northern Ross Island to Mount Terror. Scott named this new area King Edward VI Land. In 1902, Scott made the first balloon flight on Antarctica. From November 1902 to January 1903, Scott and two crew members tried to cross the Ross Ice Shelf on a sled pulled by 19 dogs. However, they became ill with scurvy, and they had to return. Soon after, most of the crew returned to England, but Scott and a few others remained to explore the area until September 1904. When he returned to England, he became very popular and published The Voyage of Discovery in 1905. Scott's second Antarctic expedition started 5 years later. He set out for Antarctica on June 1st, 1910, on a ship called the Terra Nova. He was racing against Roald Amundsen to be the first man to the South Pole. Scott and his crew reached Ross Island on January 4th, 1911, and prepared for a sled trip to the South Pole, which started on November 1st. While they were still crossing the Beardmore Glacier, Amundsen reached the South Pole on January 4th, 1912, so by the time Scott's team reached the pole on January 18th, 1912, Amundsen had already left the Norwegian flag there. In his journal, Scott wrote, "Great God, this is an awful place, and terrible enough for us to have laboured to it without the reward of priority." Scott and his crew were frozen, exhausted, disappointed, and suffering from scurvy as they began their return trip. By February 17th, one crew member, Seaman Edgar Evans, had died. Other members of the expedition began to die, and they set up their last camp on March 11, 1912, only 11 miles from a depot where they could have found supplies. A raging blizzard kept them from the depot, and the remaining crew died at this camp. They were found dead in their sleeping bags by a rescue party on November 12, 1912.